Twitter blew up.
More offensive than a presidential tweet.
Russia, China, Japan, Mexico, all countries will respect us far more than they do under past administrations.
DC Radio with Stu and Rich. Mojo 5-0 Radio.
That is a station broadcasting live. 2.4 million of you tune in every single weekday, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern. If you can't make it to that live show, don't fret. Do not get upset. You can find us anywhere where you find your favorite podcasts, as well as exploding on YouTube and Rumble. And the truth always lives at redvoicemedia.com. Another truth teller coming in right now, Carlos Cortez, Cortez Wealth Management. He is the in-house expert on finances, and that is why he is here to join us today to warn us about what is going on with this Biden economy. Carlos, welcome to PC Radio. What's up?
Hey, how's it going, Stu? Thanks for having me.
Hey, I'm vertical, and I'm happy, and the sun is shining, and it couldn't be better.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. So unfortunately, the sun is not shiny for many of our listeners. They're still with their pro Biden advisor or their pro Bilderberg financial group. I'm fielding a lot of calls from just frantic people that don't have a plan. I'm here to help. I'm here. I support your message too. And I support every American that's God fearing and that wants to put America first. You simply have to have a change in philosophy. The good news is, with a plan, we can defend ourselves through a predictable administration. Wall Street knows Biden is predictable. He's going to take God out of schools, God out of everything. If he could, he'll take God out of churches.
Yeah, I mean, we predicted that he was going to treat the military like crap. He's actually treating illegal aliens at the border a whole lot better than he's treating the military here that preserves and protects our freedom and individual liberties. It's absolutely disastrous. We knew what he was going to do to the economy. We knew what he was going to do with taxes. We know that he's coming after your First Amendment, and the second will be shortly thereafter. In the economy, it's my assumption, and it's just my educated guess here, because I've predicted everything else accurately, and you have too as well on this program. This is another psyop, this inflation, this market, this explosion right here, just to make the president look good. That's what this is.
Absolutely. I feel the market is definitely fabricated. You know, it's down today, up tomorrow, or it's up today, down, up yesterday, up a little bit today, and 6 days before that, it was a meltdown.
Now, you've had a lot of callers from this program that have called you. You're moving money over because people are leaving these China-backed banks, these Canadian-owned conglomerates, these big, huge franchises. I'm not going to name their names. They don't pay to be here. But they're going to you because you're an America First fiduciary. You are a husband. You're a father. You care about the future of this country. You're a patriot. And so when people come to you, I mean, they're coming to you saying, hey, I'm like you. And you're like, well, let me help you because you are like me. We're like each other. We're brothers and sisters here. You've been able to move some money helping these people out.
Yeah. I'll add something real quick. I mean, it's my opinion, but when you own a 401k, when you own a traditional IRA, you really don't own it. If you go home and look at your statements, it should say plan participant. You are in a government written contract. So you cannot move money out of your 401k while you're working. You cannot take money out before 59 and a half without penalty. You don't own that account. So what we need to basically teach everybody is that be very careful how much you have in IRAs and 401ks. You need to convert that over into a tax-free bucket because Biden is going to increase your taxes with everything that he wants to do. He is looking at the backs of every American and say, oh, I'm not going to tax the middle class, but he may be right. He may not tax the middle class, but he can penalize, different words here, he can penalize the middle class. And that's what I see happening right now. Our listeners need to call us and get on a tax-free plan and make sure that they are protected, because I truly care about people's finances.
The words. You got to look past the words and look directly at the actions of the administration to know what they're doing. And you can look at the actions of Carlos Cortez as well. Highly acclaimed, very successful. Everybody who's gone over to you, I've received emails, I've received phone calls, that you're a gentleman, that you're taking care of. People feel very comfortable in dealing with you. And I appreciate
that
because you're an extension of this program. So I appreciate you being a professional and doing that. Give him a call. Cortez Wealth Management, that is 813-448-3446, 813-448-3446, or visit him online. You see it behind him, Carlos Cortez, CortezWM.com. That's CortezWM.com.
The enemy of progressive politicians and politically correct assholes. PC Radio Worldwide at the PCRadioshow.com.
So we know that they're all liars. It's all out there in the open. All of them. The entire administration is compromised of establishment career politicians infected with the poisons of bribery, money, power, control, combined with underqualified or completely unqualified swamp creatures, individuals who gained their positions based solely on the color of their skin, their religious beliefs, their sexual preference, or how many surgeries they've had to alter God's plans in their lives. They're overtly racist. They're shallow. They have no moral compass. They hate America. And their intent is to destroy our great republic, dismantle the structure of the nuclear family, engage in senseless and wasteful wars, tear the Constitution to shreds, and cancel anyone that believes in the spirit of freedom and liberty. We know all of this. We're watching it happen at record-smashing pace as the installed regime has dictatorially acted outside of the checks and balance system that was installed here, rammed executive actions down our throat, opened the borders of our country, and waged domestic war on white Christians in a blatant and intentional fashion with no desire to even hide or sugarcoat their nefarious and malicious intent. The administration is taking credit for a vaccine that's not really a vaccine. It's a body chemistry-altering cocktail designed to trick your body into believing that you have COVID all the time. Which is now, by the way, being pushed so hard that you'll be sanctioned, restricted from travel, denied the renewal of a driver's license or passport, lose your ability to engage with the public, and more than likely be hauled off to some deprogramming or re-education FEMA camp should you question the insistence that you subject yourself to the mysterious jab. Donald Trump, at 74 years old, beat the China flu as quickly as Mitch McConnell sold America down the river. Overnight, increasing his odds of survivability, literally throughout the wee hours of the morning, similar to the way Biden ballots arrived at boarded up polling places in key battleground states on the morning of November 4th last year. We've asked the question about the push for a so-called vaccine for a virus that, even in the absence of treatment, boasts a survivability rate in excess of 99%. But those questions are racist. They're anti-science. And if we should dare to ask, our social media accounts will be stricken from existence. If I own a business, it could be burned to the ground. And I'll probably lose custody of my children in the name of health and safety or for subjecting them to mental abuse or brainwashing. Just stay away from your friends and family. Close down the business you've risked it all to open and sustain. Lock yourselves in your home. Muzzle your mouth with masks proven to be detrimental to your health. As a matter of fact, wear several of them. Inject this mystifying substance into your bloodstream, surrender your guns, pay your taxes, and just step aside. Sit down and shut up. Get out of the way. The most prolific and popular world leader who garnered more votes than Hillary Clinton, more black votes than Barack Obama, and overall, the most voted for president in the United States, in world history, who requires, by the way, the protection of electrified razor wire and United States military personnel, is trying to work here, people. He's working in the best interest of you and your family. In the name of equality and equity, you insensitive, bigoted, bootlicking bastard. And this isn't staged. This is authentic support from those banging on the door of our southern border. So what that these t-shirts all happen to be brand new with factory creases that remain in the unstained fabric that covers the back of real supporters of Joe Biden? These aren't the people that filled out ballots in Mexico after they were manufactured in China and shipped via Korea Air jets arriving in Arizona, as confirmed by a DOD official, caught on tape in a story broken by this radio program, because I'm a tinfoil hat-wearing, radical conservative, far-right conspiracy theorist who's just part of the brainwashed cult that apparently still wears hoods and holds regular meetings in the Deep South. Busted. I'm a chauvinistic, intolerant, bigoted xenophobe. Because I question the 78-year-old white man, supposedly elected by a woke generation of millennial voters known for resisting the ideologies of, well, old white men, specifically those that have been in public service as an elected official for 48 years, but somehow managed to establish a net worth of over $9 million. Got it. Because that's normal for a man that served as a senator in the United States from 1973 to 2009. Why aren't you the proud owner of seven elaborate homes across the country? I mean, don't you make $42,500 a year like Joe Biden made as he started serving in our government? The average household income in 2019 was $98,000, so we should all be loaning this guy a couple of bucks, traveling by private jet, driving a 1967 Corvette powered by a 327 cubic inch V8 gas guzzler capable of churning out 350 horsepower. How dare you raise an eyebrow or question how any of this is possible? I mean, he's married to a doctor. But seriously enough, I shouldn't be targeting this man or attacking like the everyday America First Trump-supporting violent insurrectionist. I should be more sensitive because in the name of humanity, we have a real non-crisis happening at the border of our country as the administration expects an influx of 117,000 illegal youths to enter our country this year. They'll pour into shelter facilities, not cages, and overrun the infrastructure, forcing the administration to have no other choice but to release the undocumented poor youth migrant children into the United States. This isn't their intention, it never has been, but they have no choice. According to an article published by Red Voice Media, where you will always find the truth, Rob Law, the director of regulatory affairs and policy at the Center for Immigration Studies, told Breitbart that this is exactly their intention. But he must be a racist like me. Law notes, quote, there is a level of coordination that seems to be going on right now between U.S. authorities and coyotes and cartels who bring the minors across the border under contracts with illegal parents inside of the U.S. But we don't need to vet these people. There's no way they could be selling them to millionaire Hollywood elitists with sex trafficking intent. No way. Texas Republican Michael McCaul, who chaired the Homeland Security Committee, is mostly out of his mind for saying the green light is on now and that there's a message being sent to child traffickers that the United States is again open for business. I mean, he doesn't know anything about the border as a lifelong Texas resident. But be calm. Don't stick your nose in the business of the king. After all, it shouldn't be any of your concern that substantial taxpayer resources will be drained or that your child's school will be overwhelmed by kids that don't speak English and aren't even at age-appropriate educational levels. It's not a business operation. It's the humanitarian obligation we have as Americans. Get over it. Put on your face diaper and shut up. We're here to take care of you. Hey, it's Stu Peters with the PC Radio Show, here to remind you about our good friends over at Verve Forever. Verve Forever is a CBD company, but not just any regular old CBD company. This CBD company is owned by a veteran of the United States Air Force, a patriotic America First veteran of the United States military. That's right, Tim Klon TK guarantees the highest quality CBD at the most affordable prices. CBD can help you with a lot of things: anxiety, migraine headaches, stress, PTSD, ADHD, ligament pain. I have shoulder pain that I use it for. I was going to actually require surgery. I no longer have to have that surgery because I use the topical cream from Verve Forever. I'm telling you, this stuff is a miracle. It's 100% holistic. The cannabinoids get worked up in your body, and this is a natural way to fight pain. Forget about the prescriptions and all the poisonous pills that the quack doctors want to shove down your throat, and go check out Verve. You can find information on Verve at stupeters.com. That's Stu, S-T-E-W, like the stuff you eat. Peters, as in my last name. StuPeters.com. Check it out. Verve Forever. Now, if you're already up on the CBD game and you're doing business with another CBD company, if they're not veteran-owned, if they're not patriot-owned, trash them. Give your money to a veteran and a patriot that loves this country and puts America first. Verve Forever is the product. You can find more information at StuPeters.com. StuPeters.com. That's StuPeters.com.
With a domestic population of 350 million and 7.8 billion worldwide, we thank the 12 of you that listen to this garbage.
It's garbage, and I'll tell you why.
The Patriotically Correct Radio Show.
Eat me.
Stu and Rich. Worldwide at thepcradioshow.com.
And welcome back to Patriotically Correct Radio. Make sure to visit us on the Exploding Rumble and YouTube channels. You can find me in Twitter, on Telegram, and in Parler, as well as The Truth Always Lives at redvoicemedia.com. The Truth Always Lives at The National File as well. Joining us right now is Patrick Howley, senior reporter from The National File. You have a story that you're breaking on masking I was taking a look at some of the footage that you sent me over here on an exclusive that you're going to be breaking national file later on. Let's take a look at that. This involves a judge, masking, and child custody. Watch.
What you are about to hear is audio of Broward County, Florida, Circuit Court Judge Dale Cohen, who was originally appointed by Jeb Bush, disparaging a mother named Melanie Joseph in a custody case that Cohen presided over. Melanie did not wear a mask in a photo posted to social media. Judge Cohen used the photo to justify imposing new restrictions on Melanie's timesharing visits with her 14-year-old son, an asthma sufferer who must now wear a mask while in Melanie's presence. Melanie later gave up her fight for custody due to Judge Cohen's hatred of her over the maskless photo. She agreed to a heavily restricted timesharing agreement with her son's father. Melanie's case is not unique. National File has obtained court records from another case in which Cohen totally blocked timesharing for a mother of a less than 2-year-old child. The mother was accused in a court document of not wearing a mask. Here is what Judge Cohen had to say about Melanie Joseph.
I believe that your client poses a danger to the child. She's one of, first of all, her credibility is very low. I don't believe a lot of what she testified to. She's one of these anti-mask people, and she's got the audacity to put that on social media that she's an anti-mask people. And to expose the child to a flight to North Carolina and risk the child's health over that is not acceptable to me. The 7-hour meet in the middle is not acceptable either. The mother took it upon herself in violation of the relocation statute to just pick up and move, because it talks about a parent moving, not a child moving, and she needs to file the relocation. She didn't do it. If she wants to see the child, she's coming to Broward County. She's going to wear a mask. She really should be quarantined before she sees the child, but she's going to have to be supervised because I don't trust that she's not going to wear a mask. The social media picture of her with the gun is very disturbing. This whole thing is disturbing, and the father shouldn't be inconvenienced by the mother's actions. So I have no problem with the child speaking to the mother on video every night for 10 minutes. They could set up a convenient time, 7, 7:30, 8, whatever they pick. That's fine. If the mother wants in-person time sharing, it's going to be in Broward County. She's going to come down, and she's going to pay for a supervisor, and she's going to wear a mask. And if she doesn't, the time sharing is just not going to happen. When this pandemic is over, and there's no cases, and there's a vaccine, and there's proof, well, the father will get a vaccine for the child, but you know the mother's going to need to get a vaccine as well. And when I have proof that everybody's safe, and the child's not at risk of danger, then we could talk about a long-distance parenting plan. But right now, her time sharing suspended.
Unbelievable. I mean, this is really going on. Patrick Hawley, senior reporter, National File. How are you?
Well, I'm good, Stu. I've been better and I've been worse. But, you know, I'm hopeful by what's going on in Texas and Mississippi over the last 24 hours with the lifting of the mask mandates. And I think that the more truth we can get out about how masks are really affecting these children, affecting parents, and really ruining a lot of people's lives, I think a lot more people are going to start waking up. And I think we're not going to be imprisoned by the tyranny of the idiocy of the stupidest people in this country who believe the media propaganda. They're free to wear masks if they want, but they are not going to be inflicting their stupidity and their tyranny upon the rest of us as we move forward in this life.
Patrick, I got to tell you, like listening to that, my blood started boiling. I actually started getting warm. I was sweating. We're talking about a loving mother whose child is being ripped away from her because she put a picture on social media of her maskless face. I mean, so what does this judge in Broward County think of us right now? I mean, we're here without any masks on. I own guns. I mean, are my kids next? Are they going to come and take my kids away? Are you going to have more on this? Is there going to be some sort of a follow-up story to this?
Yes, and this is a story that the mainstream media doesn't want to touch. The fact that in numerous cases now, parents have either temporarily or permanently been removed from their children during coronavirus. In one case, simply because she was a medical worker who might be exposed to the so-called virus. And what we have here is a situation where children are being traumatized. In Florida, for instance, there was a boy, a disabled student, who had an anxiety attack and wasn't wearing a mask during his anxiety attack. He was arrested. He was taken to juvenile hall. He was fitted with an ankle bracelet. We have kids who are dying deaths of despair, including suicide during this lockdown. We are seeing kids in school now, you know, at band practice in their bubbles. Have you seen these photos of the bubble kids?
They
put the kids in the bubbles. We are raising an entire generation of bubble boys, and this is going to have massive psychological impacts. It breaks my heart to see little kids getting masked at the airport, and they don't know why they can't breathe because it's blocking their nose and it's blocking their mouth. The health consequences of this are already becoming massive. And so, you know, when you hear Judge Dale Cohen in that audio, this is a guy who was appointed by Jeb Bush originally. Okay, so he's part of this Republican establishment network. Judge Dale Cohen, regardless whether or not he's a Republican, he was appointed by Jeb Bush. So he's part of the uniparty machine. He's part of this regime that is ruling over us. And he is an absolute zealot, a fanatic on the mask issue and on the vaccinations. And he's going to use his almost limitless power as a circuit court judge in order to inflict tyranny on others. And Melanie Joseph, who I interviewed, is not the only mother who's been affected by this. There was a woman who totally lost visitation with her less than 2-year-old child because in a court document, it was alleged that she consistently doesn't wear a mask and that she wasn't social distancing at the beach. And a photo was provided of her not social distancing at the beach. And that was used to suspend her parental rights. This is happening all over the country. In Los Angeles, I spoke to a lawyer who said that the Child Protective Services Agency there was trying in court to take away the children of someone who had tested positive for coronavirus. And of course, we know what these PCR tests are all about. So, this is a horrifying nightmare. And we have to applaud the actions of the governors who are now trying to move us in the right direction toward freedom.
That interview, where can it be seen and when?
We will be posting that at nationalfile.com shortly, within the hour. So here this afternoon at nationalfile.com, you're going to hear from parents all over the country who are losing their kids or at risk of losing their kids because of fanatical, tyrannical judges who seek to mask the people, to muzzle the people, and to vaccinate the people. And they don't care about families, and they're breaking families apart in this country. And when you have, when you see Elmo and Big Bird on there asking, oh, Dr. Fauci, when can we hug grandma again? And we have Dr. Fauci saying that he vaccinated Santa Claus. This is a waking nightmare. This is a dystopian nightmare. They are breaking apart the family unit in this country, and that's part of their agenda.
Who gave you more useful advice in your life? Real quick, Dr. Fauci or Dr. Seuss?
Dr. Seuss, even in his most nonsensical, absurd books, made a lot more sense than Dr. Fauci, that traitor, that charlatan, that evil demon, who is the highest paid federal government employee, apparently. So he's doing just fine. But the rest of us are suffering, and this needs to stop.
I wonder if he also has a 1967 Corvette similar to the president, who's been in public service for 48 years, but somehow has a net worth of over $9 million, 7 elaborate homes, and a car collection that's been kept secret. Interesting how these types of things happen. Great reporting. Once again, nationalfile.com. Make sure that you get over there and see the story. Nationalfile.com. That is senior reporter Patrick Howley. Thank you so much, Patrick. We appreciate it. And we'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Thank you.
You got it. Hey, it's Stu Peters here reminding you about our good friends over at Cortez Wealth Management, another Patriot-owned business, an America First-owned business, a God-fearing man, Carlos Cortez, the sole proprietor. That's right. He owns the business. Now, this isn't some sort of a huge Chinese-backed conglomerate, okay? The CCP, not involved in your banking or your finance planning with Cortez Wealth Management. That's right. This isn't some Canadian big, huge bank. These aren't big executives that get paid the same no matter how you do with your retirement or what you're able to leave your kids. You got to check them out at CortezWM.com for Cortez Wealth Management, or give them a call 813-448-3446. I'm telling you, I have received dozens of complimentary testimonials from listeners of this program that have called Carlos Cortez and done business with Cortez Wealth Management. They're happy, and I'm sure that you will be too. Call them today, 813-448-3446, or visit them online, CortezWM.com. Do your finance planning and your security of the future for yourself, your kids, and your grandkids with somebody who's who's a husband and a father himself, Carlos Cortez at Cortez Wealth Management. That's CortezWM.com.
Patriotically correct. Politically biased. Emotionally disturbed. On behalf of all of us at Mojo, we apologize. Stewart's and Richard, PC Radio.
Pretty amazing stuff going on all over the place with masking. We saw the story about the judge literally stripping a child away from the child's parents because they refused to wear a mask. This is not the only case of this stuff going on. Now we are joined by Scott and Christy with Flip City Magazine, who was recently in Las Vegas, Nevada at the Paris Hotel and Casino, and they have an unbelievable story. Now, Flip City Magazine is a satire magazine. It's a comical magazine. It is an anti-political correct magazine, which is exactly what our platform is here, and we appreciate you guys being here. Thank you so much. Your story about anti-masking in Las Vegas wasn't funny there, was it?
No, in fact, it was pretty painful.
It was painful, yes.
Tell us what happened. Take us through the whole thing, Scott.
Okay. Well, so we have a reserved room and ahead of time, booked ahead of time at this Paris casino. We go there, we go into the lobby, and as things are these days, you're not much talking to anybody. They have a kiosk you can put your information into that confirms, okay, you ready? You got your room. So we get to that point when we're descended on by Paris Hotel security, who insist we must wear masks.
Okay.
It apparently is not, it is not enough of a solution to merely leave the casino floor and go up to our rooms where we can be alone. We must put the masks on right there at that moment, and there's absolutely, you know, no way around that, or we have to get out. Now, while we understand there's a private corporation and they can set rules for themselves, there's also the issue that we did not want to leave the grounds of the hotel until they resolve the billing issue so that we make sure, you know, we just paid and checked into this room. We don't want to be billed for it. But they were not willing to answer our questions. They were all about demands and force. And this escalated. So we actually walked away from them. Christy went to her room. Now she's gone up to the room. They've chased me off the property. She went up to her room, and they're up there in the hall stalking her outside of the door, waiting for her to come out so they can drive her out of the hotel because she's so dangerous in her room with no mask.
Yeah, very deadly. I mean, I can't believe that people weren't dropping like flies. You didn't have to step over the bodies right. Like cordwood.
Right. So when she finally comes down to the lobby, the security catches up with them again. Now, this is my wife, so I'm going to come back in there and be present. But after a few more minutes in which they refuse to have, because they're above having any discussions about whether anything is right or wrong, and they've ushered us a number of warnings so far, so we know something's, you know, we know they're very unhappy. And then about three guys set on me and three people set on Christy at the same time and got physical. They restrained and cuffed both of us. Me personally, the security's guard move was to put a cuff around my left hand and compress the two pieces of the metal cuff around my wrist in a form of pain compliance in order to, you know, make me do what they wanted to do.
Okay.
And
so, Christy, just to get your side here, or not your side, I mean, it's both the same side, but just your perspective. So you refuse to wear a mask based on religious beliefs. Is that correct?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. And, when you refuse to wear the mask, they say, nope, that's not a valid excuse. You got to put it on right now. Did you offer to leave the hotel?
I didn't. I did ask a direct question of asking if my religious liberties are suspended on Caesar's grounds, the Paris Hotel grounds. I could never get a direct answer on that. They would just refer to their rules and tell me that I had to wear a mask, and I just stayed with my, you know, my religious liberties were being violated if I was forced to put a mask on.
Well, this is what communists do. They have their rules. They don't care about your feelings. They don't care about what it is that you believe in, your religious or ideology. It's all them. And that's what they do. They force this on you like the Nazi brown shirts of the 30s. So your religious beliefs mean nothing to them. Okay, we got that. And now they have three security personnel on each one of you using pain compliance on you, Scott. And then, Christy,
yes.
The police were called ultimately for this incident, correct?
Yes, they were called. But before that happened, they were leading us to, I didn't know where. They were just taking us somewhere. And I did choose to civilly disobey and stop walking and drop my weight to the ground. And at that point, they felt it was very, very necessary to pull me up by my arms. And I suffered pretty decent injuries from, you know, being cuffed and dragged off the casino floor.
Yeah, she was left with a terrible amount of bruising. As for me, I've got numbness in my, you know, my illustrator. This is the hand that we create Flip City with to illustrate. And I've got substantial nerve damage and numbness going up and down this, which is a problem.
Yes, but yes, ultimately, after being cuffed by security and being in their back room about an hour and a half later, the police did come and arrest me. I talked too much.
Now, they arrested her. They used that leverage to tell me, now, do you want to stick with it or do you want to leave? So I decide I'm going to leave. Well, so they've told me that she's gone into police custody. I can't find her through the Las Vegas system for 5 hours. I make multiple calls. It takes three calls to find out that there's been a clerical error on her first name that was misspelled. I believe it was intentionally misspelled because that's some incompetence there. You're in a system. You can't spell someone you take in properly. That's pretty important.
Yeah.
So, yes. And then I made three visits to the substation, in which the first two, they pretended that they had absolutely no idea what was going on. So it's going on midnight at this point, 5 or 6 hours that I don't. Oh, she gets no Miranda rights. She gets no phone calls for 8 hours.
Okay, and so when they took you into custody, you were not Mirandized. You were not told why you were being arrested or what you were being charged with. Is that correct?
No, sir, I was not. I was not informed. I was not read my rights.
So at this point, you have a religious belief that prohibits you from wearing a mask, or you choose not to wear a mask because of your religious beliefs. You're in this place. They tell you that doesn't matter. You tell them that you're going to go to your room. They disregard that. They now put their hands on you. They put their full body weight on you. They drag you down the hall. They handcuff you against your will. They're basically committing, this is a felony, false imprisonment and kidnapping, because they're moving you against your will to a place that you don't want to go to. They create physical injury. At that point, the police show up, they arrest you, but they don't Mirandize you, tell you why you're being charged, what you're being charged with, or where you're going. They then misspell your name. Scott cannot find you. You're being held without phone calls or the ability to talk to anybody. Do I have all that right?
Absolutely.
Yes, you do.
You did it much faster than we did.
On my third attempt at the substation, when they were finally willing to tell me that she was there and I could post bail, I asked the deputy in charge, well, was my wife given the opportunity of phone call? He responded, no.
That's it.
All.
Just no.
Just no.
No, you're not entitled to that. This isn't America anymore. No. This is the Communist Republic. Okay. This is the People's Republic of Joe Biden. Scott and Christy, Flip City Magazine. The magazine can be found at flipcitymag.com. Shameless plug for you. Any coupons, anything that you want to do here?
Yes, we're absolutely shameless. And if your listeners would like 10% off and subscribe, you could do that with the code AMC Radio.
And plus which part of your subscription will certainly go to our legal defense fund. Christy has been charged with trespassing. They called it trespassing with no intention of robbery or anything. She was on the property. She never left the property. They declared her to be a trespasser while she was on the property.
Interesting.
And that is the basis of the criminal complaint against her.
I'm going to want to follow up with you on your winnings here. When you go to Vegas, the winnings are usually expected to come in a different form. I'm sorry for everything that you've had to go through. FlipCityMag.com, use the promo code AMC Radio. And I believe that is for my buddy Mike Phillip over at American Uck Radio. Am I putting two and two together? He's a very talented guy. We appreciate it. I'm going to talk to you off the air in just a second. More of this, it just continues, and nothing surprises us anymore here over at PC Radio. Stick around, more powerful conversation continues as we welcome Noel Fritch, a good friend, to PC Radio, with more that will not shock you, but yet will make you ashamed. Don't go anywhere. My name is Stu Peters. More in 60 seconds. Hey, it's Stu Peters for Cortez Wealth Management. Now, if I told you that I had not done business with some big franchise, you know, the familiar names, they're all over TV, they do the infomercials, they're on the major broadcast networks, on the fake news cable TV, constantly telling you to invest in this or buy this and precious metals and cryptocurrency and do your this and that and stocks and bonds and 401ks and self-employment pension plans. And my God, you get so confused about what to really do. You can't believe anything in a world of all that's just filled with mis and disinformation out here. Folks, I'm telling you, you got to call Carlos Cortez. He is a sole proprietor. He owns the business, the founder and the CEO. Hey, he works with half of the people that he works with go to his church. He's a God-fearing, patriotic, conservative Christian American, and he's proud of it. Give him a call. Cortez Wealth Management, 813-448-3446. That's 813-448-3446. Or visit Cortez Wealth Management online right now, cortezwm.com, and tell him that Stu sent you.
Censored by Twitter, shadow banned on Facebook, and hated by fake news media. The Patriotically Correct Radio Show with Stu and Rich. Mojo 5-0 Radio.
I wear it like a badge of honor. The fake news media absolutely hates me. They do not want me talking. I've received emails, hate mail, tweets, spam mail, all kinds of different stuff from these people. You know the truth lives at redvoicemedia.com. Also find me inside of Twitter, Telegram, and Parler, the exploding YouTube and Rumble channels. Also broadcasting live weekdays, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern. Mojo 5-0 is the iHeart station where you can hear us. Speaking of tweets, somebody who's recently causing some controversy over here, she is the national spokeswoman for the Hold the Line Pack. Lauren Witzke joins us again, a friend of PC Radio. Boy, you're right in the middle of a thick, aren't you, girl?
Yes, I am. You know, the LGBT mafia is after me. They have come for me. You know, so I really appreciate the opportunity to come on your show and talk about this, because this is something that we are going to have to start talking about as a party as we move forward. You know, we're going to have to make some decisions on, you know, our stances on the LGBTQ community, traditional marriage, and inviting transgenderism into the Republican Party. So I really appreciate the opportunity to come on your show. It's good to be back.
Of course, anytime.
Thank you so much.
You know, you're an America First patriot. We support the we support the platform. You're a staunch Trump supporter, which is why I was like, whoa, Pressler, you know, guys traveling all over the country, you know, signing people up, teaching people how to vote, reforming the Republican Party. We obviously know that he's gay. The same thing with Grinnell. Then you guys are going at it. So obviously, I got a bunch of tweets. Hey, what's going on with your gal, Lauren? I'm like, whoa, what is going on? So here you are. What's going on?
Yeah. So yesterday, Grinnell made a post basically spotlighting transgenders at CPAC, you know, as in it was something to be celebrated. You know, I know what he's doing. You know, he is trying to push the window and introduce transgenderism into the GOP. It is something, in my opinion, that should not be spotlighted. I think it's something that should be categorized as a mental illness, and we should not be enabling this kind of behavior, you know, in people, especially not putting it on a platform at our party. So I commented under his post where he said, you know, he was celebrating this transgender being at CPAC and talking about how inclusive we are. And I asked him, I was like, are we celebrating mental illness now? Is that what the platform of the GOP is? And he went after me. I mean, I had every single LGBTQ member of conservative, gay, and not only that, you know, liberals were coming after me. They called me a bigot. You know, but I held firm. I held firm. You know, I held my own. You know, these people don't like to be told no. They don't like to be told, you know, that, hey, I disagree with you. I do not think that this is something that needs to be celebrated with. Well, the initial conversation started with transgenderism, you know, and he asked me, he said, well, do you think that gay conservatives shouldn't be in the party? You know, first of all, there's no such thing as a gay conservative. You know, it's not a social conservative. They can be fiscally conservative, and they're more than welcome to vote for us. If they are liberty-loving, gun-toting gays, absolutely. I would love for them to have come.
Well, let's
and
talk about
us.
That a little bit, because I mean, conservatism, basically the Constitution always comes first, right? So the argument to play devil's advocate would be, well, if you're a conservative and the Constitution allows these people to be gay, then why should we discourage them from being inside the GOP, right?
Right. Well, you have to also, you know, opposing gay marriage is still a platform on the GOP. They voted on it just last year.
Yeah.
You know, it was a controversial subject, but they decided to hold firm that we are the party of traditional marriage. We are the pro-life party and we're the pro-gun party. You know, so it's more so the courts pushed gay marriage on us. It wasn't, you know, something that was in the Constitution. You know, this is a lifestyle choice. They completely redefined, the courts decided to redefine the definition of marriage and what true marriage is, which is between a man and a woman. You know, I'm also a strong Christian. I know what God's word says, and I know I'm on the right side. You know, the GOP is eventually going to have to vote on this again. They are going to eventually have to decide, hey, do we want to continue to support traditional marriage, or are we going to go the way of the culture and introduce it as gay marriage is a part of the GOP platform? In my experience, you know, in my life, if you give our enemy an inch, he takes the whole thing. 10 years ago, even Democrats were opposing gay marriage. Now that it has become socially acceptable, it has progressed. It has progressed very quickly. Now we have drag queen story hour. We have degeneracy taught in our schools, gender dysphoria taught in our schools. Kids who are growing up not knowing what their gender identity is, their sexual identity is, and it's very sad.
It's also socially acceptable. It's also socially acceptable to burn a building down, throw Molotov cocktails at police officers, police precincts on fire, and then not go to jail or face criminal prosecution. These are also things that have become socially acceptable by radical progressives that have hijacked the Democrat Party. I see where you're going, and I understand that completely. Is your position that gay people should be banned from the GOP?
No, I'm saying they're more than welcome to vote for us. However, they should not be given a platform. I do not think that elevating gay people should be included in the GOP. You know, Scott Pressler does great work, but he also doesn't sit on a platform preaching about gay rights. He does voter registration. He does groundwork. And I think that's great. You know, I think that he works really hard for the movement. And he was my friend. You know, it was hurtful to see him come after me too. However, the conversation was about transgenderism. And, you know, and I told Rick, I told him, Richard Grinnell, I told him, I said, I'm not willing to sacrifice my values, traditional marriage, for 3% of the population. The truth is, we have pandered to the LGBTQ community, and we have lost a lot of Christians, Black Christians, Hispanic Christians, due to that, because they think, why am I going to vote GOP when the Democrats will give me money and they are the same thing? You know, they stand for the same socially conservative values, or unsocial, you know, they're not socially conservative. So, you know, we have to hold on to our social conservatism. That is what our party is, the party of traditional marriage. I'm not wrong here. You know, the drag queens came after me. The people, the men in dresses wearing makeup, told me that my beliefs were an abomination. And that's not, I'm not wrong. I'm going by what God's word said. And I am more than, I think these people are more than welcome. If they appreciate Second Amendment rights, free speech, you know, that we're the party of free speech, absolutely, they're more than welcome to vote for us. But no, they should not be given a platform.
This is the party that tells you to follow the science until it comes to gender identity. And then, of course, boys don't have penises, girls don't have vaginas. These things obviously are subject to change, and you can have as many surgeries as you want to change God's will for your life, I guess. Moving to the Hold the Line PAC, a lot of very exciting things going on with voter ID. There's a lot of things going on in Arizona specifically right now as far as election integrity and restoring that, getting rid of these machines. What have you seen as far as progress is concerned, and in what specific states? I know that there was some Supreme Court hearings. They weren't hearings per se. They were conferences. And there's going to be certain numbers of cases heard, a lot of them dismissed. What are you seeing in the way of restoring voter integrity?
Right. So Georgia just presented 8 bills for election reform, for restoring voter ID, getting rid of ballot drop boxes. So Hold the Line PAC is specifically right now focused on election integrity. And we have a lot of great things happening in Georgia. You know, we want to see these 8 bills passed to get rid of vote by mail. We want to see these bills passed to get rid of those ballot drop boxes. However, the GOP or the state on the state level down in Georgia seems to be filling their bill with some stuff to appease the left when we have the majority and there's absolutely no reason for us to compromise on this. We should settle for nothing less than election integrity, full, free and fair elections.
I got to ask you, why is the GOP, why are conservatives doing this pandering to the left? Why are we still playing Mr. Nice Guy? I mean, we've had an all out assault on America here, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the framework, the founding documents of our country, our individual liberties, our amendment number one, amendment number two is under attack. Why are we still playing Mr. Nice Guy? Why are we not taking the battle and the fight right to these people? I mean, we're supposed to be the lions amongst sheep. What's going on with the Republican Party?
Exactly. Yeah, you know, our party has become spineless. And like I said before, we have some really big decisions that we have to make. Right now, also, we have Nancy Mace in South Carolina trying to repackage the Equality Act to make it more palatable for the Republicans so that they can vote on it. Bills like these need to be killed. We need to start being political gangsters. We need to start standing up to the left, because the left is never going to, these communists, they're never going to vote for us. No matter how much you pander to them, how much you compromise, we will never get their votes, period. So we have to start being political gangsters. We have to start supporting people like Marjorie Taylor Greene, for example. She is a good example of a political gangster, and the girl knows what she wants and she knows to fight for it. And her voters love her. You know, her district loves her. She's not going anywhere.
I mean, she stands up for what she believes in. It's very refreshing, and it's a shame that I have to say that. And there's only a handful of you, because I would include you, although you don't hold an elected office right now. I mean, certainly you garnered more votes than any Republican in the history of your state there. I mean, as many votes as Donald Trump in 2016, right, as a first time candidate. So you obviously know what you're doing as well. And it's refreshing the people, even in democratically controlled strongholds and these cesspools of corruption, to see somebody with integrity who's going to stand up, roll their shoulders back, put their neck on the line and say, no, this is what I believe in. So I appreciate that with you.
Thank you. Thank you. And, you know, I know that I'm getting a lot of heat, but I have had overwhelming support, because there is a lot of people that feel the same way that I do. We have watched as the culture has shifted left, but our values can still stay the same, and we can still continue to fight for them. We do not have to cave. We do not have to break, you know, and that is how we will win. We don't defeat the left by becoming more like them. In any case, ever, any circumstance. So, you know, I would encourage other Christians to stand firm, be a loud voice for our Christian conservative values, and not allow our party to go the way of the left, but to continue to be the party that represents Christianity, the party that represents true conservative principles. That's really all I have to say. You know, be bold, be fearless, fight for what you believe in. There are more of us than you think that have your back.
At the end of the day, when it's time to decide or make the choice, was Lauren Witzke with the flock of sheep or was she with the pride of lions? There's no doubt that we're going to know exactly where you stood. Lauren Witzke, thank you so much for being here. Safe travels to you, and we will see you again soon. More PC Radio as we continue in 60 seconds. Go nowhere. I can say really great things about our good friends over at Verve Forever, not only because they pay us to talk well about them here at Patriotically Correct, but also because I use the product. CBD, if you don't know what I'm talking about, this is a topical cream, an oil, patches, things like that can help you with a variety of so many different things. Now, if you know about CBD already, then you're way ahead of where I was just months ago when I knew nothing about CBD. I've seen it at corner stores, I've seen CBD farms, I've seen distilleries everywhere, but I had no idea what this stuff was or what a miracle it actually is. If you're experiencing mental pain, you know, maybe stress, anxiety, maybe you have physical pain like migraine, headaches, muscle, tendon, ligament pain, this stuff is a miracle, folks. I am telling you right now, and Verve Forever promises to have the highest quality CBD at the most affordable prices. Not only that, but it is a veteran-owned company. That's right. Tim Klund, a veteran of the United States Air Force, is an America First patriot, and he owns the company. If you want to do business with a CBD company that is going to work for you, whether it's ADHD, ODD, or PTSD, whether it's anxiety, stress, or physical pain, do business with a veteran-owned, patriot-owned company, Verve Forever. Information can be found at StuPeters.com. That's StuPeters.com.
Kicking off liberal propaganda like an enemy of the Clintons.
Epstein didn't kill himself.
Patriotically Correct Radio with Stu and Rich.
It's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
because you'd be in jail.
Mojo 5-0 Radio.
Broadcasting live Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern. Mojo 5-0 is a station that you can find us along with 2.4 million others that tune in live. Hey, if you can't tune in live, you're busy. Look, we get it, man. Busy schedules. We understand. You can find us everywhere that you can find your favorite podcasts, as well as the exploding Rumble and YouTube channels, constantly breaking news. And the truth always lives at redvoicemedia.com. Joining us right now, he's a Virginia congressional candidate. He's an America First patriot. His name is Jerome Bell. How you doing?
Hey, good, man. Great to be back. How you doing, Stu?
I'm doing well. Thanks for being a friend of the show. Wanted to touch base with you on this. Texas went first, a couple of states to follow, Mississippi and Alabama, lifting the requirements, saying, nope, our citizens are going to be free. They're not required to wear these masks anymore. These businesses can open now. Virginia needs to follow. We need to follow here in Minneapolis, specifically in Minnesota, and a lot of these other states need to follow as well. Jerome, what's going on in Virginia, and do you anticipate that anything like this is going to happen anytime soon?
Well, you know, I know the people are frustrated here in Virginia. They're getting more frustrated. You know, I just talked to actually one of my best friends. He has COVID. His wife just caught COVID, and both of them wear them stupid ass masks, man. You know, I told him, man, hey, get out of the mask, man. People are killing themselves wearing the mask. You know, the CDC, they had a poll, you know, where 70% of the people who caught COVID said that they always wear the mask, and 3% that caught COVID said they never wear the mask. So, logical numbers. You know, here in Virginia, I mean, we have a spineless ass governor. You know, he probably won't lift the mandates. He thinks he's a tyrant. He want to be a king. So Virginia will probably be one of the last ones to do it, in my opinion. You know, but people should just burn those masks. March should be mask burning month. You know, I advocated to not even wear the mask. I haven't worn the mask not one time. I've met thousands of people, never caught COVID. You know, so it's just all bull. It's just all stuff. Let's just say that. I won't go X-rated on you today.
All right.
But,
all right.
But the governor of Virginia is too spineless to do that.
Yeah. The same thing seems to be happening in all of these democratically controlled strongholds here, specifically in Minnesota, under the rule of Governor Tim Jong Walls. That's what I like to call him. He's a tyrant as well. He wants to be in charge. Now, nothing that the liberal progressive radicals do will exclude more control, more compliance. And that's exactly what this is. I mean, am I over the target here? Is that what this masking is? Is that what these business closures are all about, in your opinion, Jerome?
Well, you know, I said from day one, man, way back in March, it was all about the election. And more than that, I said it was all about control. This is about control. It's about, and since the election is over, now they want to maintain control. But you see, now these states are opening up. They see that the numbers have never met the hype. You know, we've never had the 2.1 million people, however many they said were going to be dead or whatever, when they first started this crap. You know, the 14-day to shrink the curve is now over 300 days. You know, this has to stop. We need to reopen America. America is suffering. And we have people. I mean, Joe Biden is letting people cross the border, 25,000 people with no COVID test. They're bringing whatever God knows into the country. We had a problem with the same thing with the tuberculosis bringing back into the country, you know, prior to Donald Trump. And that's how tuberculosis actually got back into the system here in the United States. And so, you know, it's all about control. It was all about, I still say it's all about the election, because now what they're trying to do is hide all the fraud that's coming out. I mean, they're talking about it was no fraud. Okay, but you have people going to jail in Georgia. You have people going to jail in Pennsylvania. You have people going to jail in Michigan, all over the nation for fraud. You had someone arrested down in Texas for voter fraud. So if it wasn't fraud, if there was not voter fraud in these elections, why the hell are people getting arrested?
Talking to Jerome Bell, he is a veteran of the United States Navy, also a congressional candidate, an America First patriot out of Virginia. Make sure that you vote for him, because that's what we need to do. We need to get these rhinos out of here as well. This is going to be a big part of what we do once we restore election integrity, which is what we just talked to Lauren Witzke about. She's with the Hold the Line pack. I'm sure that you back that. She's gotten herself into a little hot water here on Twitter recently. But you know what? Hey, everybody has their things. Everybody has their beliefs. And I respect her for sticking by those beliefs. Your belief on election integrity, is this something that we can fix? And if we do fix it, do you have confidence that we can primary some of these rhinos and get them out of there and get the Republican Party back to where it belongs with a backbone?
You would definitely. I'm part of the Hold the Line pack as well with Lauren Witzke. We're actually good friends. But I think we can do the election integrity. You have these states coming out now, you know, with their different versions of laws, you know, they're going to take place. But it's very simple. It's really simple. You have voter ID. That's all you need. You have voter ID. If you just put voter ID in place, I think the election integrity will come back because you won't have illegals voting. You won't have underage people voting like they did down in Georgia. And you won't have dead people voting because they won't have ID to show up any damn way.
I think voter integrity would actually be easy to fix
if they want to fix it.
Yeah, you've got discrepancies with people with addresses that actually just don't even exist. These audits are happening now. I mean, down in Arizona, we see things are being heard by the Supreme Court and conference. They're actually honoring some of this stuff. But you know what? It's okay because the installed dictator is there behind the electrified concertina razor wire under the guard of the National Guard troops, who, by the way, he treats more terribly, more badly than he does the illegal immigrants at the border that are coming in here getting a free education, free health care, free rent, cash, free food, all these things. Everything is free for these people. They live a better life, Jerome, than you and I do.
Stu, being a veteran, man, it hurts my heart bad. I was on the verge of tears seeing these guys are getting food poisoned. You know, they're not being fed correctly. They're being fed all this stuff. You know, now they have to go to MREs. I guess it was an official from Michigan saying that the National Guard troops are going to have MREs. What the hell is this, man? This is the United States. And by the way, this is a coup. I don't care what anybody says. This is an occupied coup by the Democratic Party to have our capital, the capital that the people pay for, our taxes pay for, and they have it surrounded by their fence to keep them out. Because why? Because they're scared of the public. If you are scared of the public, then you must be doing something wrong. And so why don't all of you resign and just get the hell out of Washington? Then we'll put people in there in Washington that can actually run this country, like myself and Lauren Winsky.
They're clearly scared. Another indication. I mean, they shut down the comment thread on the official White House YouTube channel because they don't want to hear the feedback. The guy is broadcasting. He gets 17,000 people to view a video. Can you imagine if Donald Trump were to go on YouTube? I mean, first of all, they'd cut his feed, but he would break the damn internet is what would happen.
Absolutely.
Jerome Bell, a real American patriot and America First candidate. Hang out. I want to talk to you off the air for a second. Thanks a lot for listening today. A packed show on Patriotically Correct. And as we return tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern. Until then, remember, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it, maybe be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it because we're the ones that's used to it. Remember to fly low and avoid that radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car. And when they do, save the radio!